Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What does Yoshi Tsutsugo's reacquisition mean for Colin Moran? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. Comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Penguins right where you found this. Yoshi did re-sign with the club over the weekend. 1 year, $4 million. Good deal for the Pirates, I think, really, more than Yoshi. I get what he's doing. He wants a one-year prove-it kind of term so that he can set himself up for a bigger payday if and when he produces the way he expects he will. You can see where he'd have some confidence after whipping up 8 home runs and an 835 OPS over the final 6 weeks of the season in Pittsburgh. If he does more and you have all 30 teams searching for a DH potentially as opposed to just one league the year after that, he can do well for himself. So It's commendable when someone has confidence like that, and it's that much better when they have something to back it up. I love the deal, though, from the Pittsburgh standpoint. I believe that the Pirates got themselves a terrific hitter here, someone who can help them in gasp 2022, which, as I'll keep making this point into infinity, is an important year for this team at the Pittsburgh level. It's not a mulligan. It's not a freebie. It's not an extended honeymoon. The team needs to get better at PNC Park right now. No more 101 losses or whatever the previous season would have extrapolated to if it had been the full schedule. That's got to be over. My own feeling is that 500 is a reasonable and fair expectation, if not necessarily a prediction, for where this franchise should be in year three under a new management team. So that's all good. That's all good. What does it mean, though, for who's already here? And what does it mean for a lineup that's still lacking a lot of pop? This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our good friends at the North Shore Tavern, directly across Federal Street from PNC Park, home of Steak on a Stone. An eating experience that's actually an experience. They bring it to your table. The steak itself, partially cooked, safely cooked, on an 800-degree rock. And you've got to cut it up and finish it yourself. This way, you can't complain to the chef. It's a tremendous, tremendous time, in addition to being really, really good food. Check out North Shore Tavern across Federal Street from PNC Park. The fact of the matter where it comes to the Pirates is that they ranked dead last in baseball in slugging percentage at 364 and home runs 124. Yoshi, by hitting 8 homers, was tied with Ben Gamel and Jacob Stallings for 4th most on the team. Ryan Reynolds had 24, Gregory Polanco 11, and, oh yeah, Colin Moran had 10. 10 doesn't sound like much, except that Moran had 3 separate stints on the IL for various injuries. And Moran has shown himself to be a league average first baseman. He's not someone you just discard. So as we're looking at Moran and his contract status and thinking, well, they have Yoshi now, they can just let him go, they don't even have to tender him. No. 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 Because, A, if there's a DH, as almost everyone believes that there will be, Moran can be your first baseman and Yoshi's your DH. Although you can occasionally mix things up a little bit to keep the other guy somewhat fresh in the field. That's something that American League teams will do. They'll take a DH and they'll put him out there in the field just to make sure, you know, he doesn't lose that touch for playing the position, for being out there. You can do that between those two guys. What you can't do is just walk away from one of the few guys you have who can put the ball over the wall. The Pirates not only don't have those players in the majors, they don't have them in AAA either. There isn't some prospect cavalry on the way on this front. You've got to have players who can do that, especially with the game being the way it is in the modern age, which is, you know, the 3 outcomes, strikeout, walk, home run. You've got to have someone who can produce the third of those things. And Moran can do that. Moran can do that. One signing does not lead to the exclusion of the other player. I believe that both Yoshi and Moran will be part of the 2022 Pittsburgh Pirates. When we come back, just one question.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. It's time for today's Just One Question, and it comes from Don Clark, who brings more of a statement than he does a question in saying, this can't continue to happen. MLB must find a way to get better. I loved this because I don't even know what Don's referring to. It could be any number of things that we've seen in the past week. And the fact that it's open-ended allows me to have a little license here too, you know? Because it could be Starling Marte getting $78 million over 4 years from the Mets at age 33. That's a grotesque overpay. And to take that from someone who has immense respect for Marte and appreciates what he just did in the 2021 season, that is a grotesque overpay. But you're going to continue seeing them around baseball, and you're going to continue seeing them from the same teams. So if Don is talking about that, good on Don. If Don is talking about continuing nagging, super annoying suggestions from actual reputable media people that the Pirates are trying to trade or open to trading Brian Reynolds. Now the last name that pops up is Jacob Stallings. I wouldn't put as much stock, much less any significant frustration, into that. I really wouldn't. It is the job of any GM, but especially a good GM, to listen, to put names out there, to entertain offers. If you want to call that shopping, if you want to paint that as player X is available, well, yeah, all players are available. All of them at the right price. I strongly suspect you'd have a hard time getting Wander Franco out of St. Petersburg right about now, but he's available too if you offer the Rays enough. That's how these things go. A GM who shuts that down, or a GM who is thinking about the PR component of it, well, we really shouldn't be mentioning anything at all about Reynolds because the fans will react adversely to it and it'll hurt this or hurt that, and might have a legitimate effect in terms of selling season tickets in the offseason. You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to at least listen. And you also have to hope that the player, and in turn the player's agent, understand that this is just part of the business, that they don't have a lack of respect for the individual or a lack of faith, or they believe he's some kind of flash in the pan and want to move him while they still can, or any nonsense like that. They're just doing their diligence. I'm going to keep repeating that the next person within the Pirates who so much as whispers my way that Brian Reynolds could be gone, or they want him to be gone, or whatever. No, it's exactly the opposite. But you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by at least listening. Maybe these are the two things that bug you, Don. Maybe the third one, if I can throw another one in, is, you know, the labor situation overall. You would hope that the owners seize this opportunity to unite. This opportunity can be defined a lot of different ways. I'll choose to define it as the post-pandemic legitimate loss of money. The only times you've ever seen a salary cap or a salary cap type system get installed is whenever there's been a significant loss of money. Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter why. Just a loss of money. Well, we don't have to wonder whether or not owners lost money over the last couple of years. That's a no-brainer. That doesn't require sneaking into somebody's books or hiring an accountant. We know that. And we also saw how the players and their union reacted in the middle of a pandemic, whining about them. Seize that. Go after it. Get it done. I hope this made your day at least a little bit better, Don. I appreciate the question, even if I don't know exactly what it was. Let's do another one of these tomorrow.